Good morning, Brian Boyle here, and welcome to another episode of the Mesh Tongue Running Show. Hopefully everybody's doing well, and good to be here with you. Thanks for tuning in, and if you've got any questions, please send those to me at brian@company5k.com. So that's brian@company5k.com, the number 5, and I'll be happy to get back to you. I'm getting lots of emails. Usually try and get back to you within a few hours if I'm with clients or if I'm out doing something, but we'll be sure to get back to you, absolutely. So today I want to talk to you about returning to running. I just had a great conversation with a runner yesterday, and has a spring marathon coming up, experiencing some pain, and wanted to know what the protocol was. Had never really done anything except just started running and was progressing pretty well until injury struck, as it happens to probably all of us, right? I mean, I think very few folks have been injury-free their entire career. I think if you're injury-free, congratulations. But most people will have some sort of, setback, whether it's minor or major, throughout their career, especially if you're doing it long enough. And so the question was, well, when can I get started running again? Well, the reality of it is, I've talked in other episodes, when do you need to shut it down? You may not always need to shut it down. So it depends on the pain level, depends on when the pain occurs. If you're able to run a mile or two or six before the pain starts, then I would encourage you to run that mile or two or six and then stop before the pain starts. Now, that's easier said than done, right? But what if somebody wakes up and, you're that person, you wake up and immediately upon waking up and walking around, you have pain? Well, then unfortunately, we may need to shut things down. So if the pain goes away within the first week and you're doing all right and you want to attempt running again, usually there's not much change in the 1 week between your previous conditioning level and where you are at that point. If the injury now becomes more than a week, and now it's maybe two or three or four or six, maybe it's eight, well then obviously there's going to be some delayed kind of response in getting back to your ability to run. So we know this, right? We know this, that, this is a truth, but it also doesn't mean that it's a linear progression. And that's the thing that I think if you've got to keep in mind, we recommend certain things. So, if you've been out for, 2 to 4 weeks, we would recommend kind of a return to running program where it's a walk jog, where maybe you're starting off and you're jogging for 30 seconds and then you're walking for 4 minutes. And then, over the next course of the 4 weeks, you're going from, this 30 seconds to, 1 minute to 2 minutes to 3 minutes to 4 minutes to 5 minutes to, to 30 minutes of complete running, and I'll be happy to send you this protocol if you're interested. Again, just shoot me an email. But this walk jog program, and again, these are recommendations. But you have to take this with a grain of salt. You have to understand what your body is doing, how you're feeling. If you've got dead legs, if your legs are just completely shot, or if you're experiencing pain, maybe it's not during the run, but after the run. Again, you've got to take all those things into consideration. So it's not a linear progression. It's not a, well, I've been out for 4 weeks, I'm going to just go back, and 4 weeks from now, I'm going to be, back running where I was. I think that's the thing that you've got to take into consideration. Now, has it happened? Absolutely. Okay, absolutely. Some people have kind of returned right back to running, no big deal, and away they go. Downside of it is if we haven't corrected the original cause, maybe it was an increase in mileage too quickly, and now all of a sudden you're trying to increase back to that same mileage, I think you're going to set yourself up for failure. As a matter of fact, I know you're going to set yourself up for failure. If it was deficiency in strength, maybe it's a quad strength weakness. Maybe it's a muscle imbalance where the glutes and And hams aren't firing properly. Again, if we haven't corrected that, you're going to set yourself up for failure. So, it always behooves you to try and figure out the root cause of the injury in the first place, correct that, and then work on the progression back to running. So hopefully that provides you some value. If you got some value from this, please share this with your friends, family, training partners. Again, if you've got questions, send them to me, Brian, Brian, at company. Then it's the number 5K, 5 and then K.com. I'll be happy to get back to you. Whatever you do, don't go hurting yourself to come back. But until next time, we'll see you again. And thanks for listening.